Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
I can see there's a lot of things here that are probably lower ticket, which is not what I want to be going for. Then I come down floor care machines. So I've got floor buffers, floor polishers, floor scrubbers, carpet extractors or steam cleaners. Now we're starting to get into high ticket products. I can see here that there's definitely some good ideas. And now remember, I want to find out what are the products that are $1,000 plus.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
All right, it's 2025. This episode of the Dropship Podcast is coming out in early January 2025. And one of the things that many people are looking to do in 2025 is make a change in life. Maybe that's looking to make a side hustle, make more income, get away from your existing job, be a bit more in control of your life. And one of the avenues that people will explore to do that is, of course, starting a business, an online business, an e-commerce business, or a dropshipping business. And so the first thing, if you're looking to start a dropshipping business or an e-commerce business, the first question you have to answer is, what am I going to sell? What am I going to sell this year to build that business around? And so in this video, I'm going to take you through a five-step framework that you can use to find dropshipping products that people actually buy, that you can actually sell. Now, we've built 6, 7, and 8-figure dropshipping brands over the last 10 years. We've also helped over 1,000 people to build their own and to find products that people actually sell online. And we see many people looking to get into dropshipping and think it doesn't work because they're actually trying to sell the wrong product. So in this video, we're going to fix that for you. So the first thing you have to think of when you're thinking about what products to sell is that you want to find products that people are already trying to buy online. So one of the big mistakes we see people make when they're trying to start a dropshipping business or an e-commerce business that uses dropshipping as its method of fulfillment is they just pick products that nobody's really trying to buy and nobody's looking to buy. And so hint, just because it's on AliExpress doesn't mean anybody wants to buy it. So the first thing that you have to really square away here, if you want to find dropshipping products that people actually want to buy, that you can actually sell, is to answer the question about how you're going to go about dropshipping. There's kind of two ways. There's low ticket dropshipping, which is AliExpress dropshipping, what people sometimes call Shopify dropshipping, and there's high ticket dropshipping. One involves sourcing cheap, low-quality products from China, shipping them cheaply to people all over the world, using social media to market your products and try and interrupt market people with products that nobody's really trying to buy, nobody cares about, nobody's looking for actively in the hope, because they're cheap, that people will just buy them because the money doesn't really mean much and that sort of thing. Versus high-ticket dropshipping, where you're sourcing more expensive products, $1,000 plus products, from known brands within a niche to people who do a particular activity, have an interest, a hobby, a business, or something along those lines that they need those products for or they want those products for. And so they're already online searching for those products and trying to buy them. And so when it comes to finding a product that you can actually sell, you don't want to have to create demand for a product on social media, right? That's actually not very easy. Some people out there in the internet land want you to believe that that's really easy, but the reality is very few people are successful at doing that. What is a better way to start a business is to find products that are high quality, that are locally shipped, that people are actually already searching for and trying to buy online, getting an agreement to sell those products, and then putting those products in front of the people who are already searching for them and trying to buy them. And this is what we call high-ticket dropshipping in 2025 and beyond, and it has been for the last 20 years, is the best way to start an e-commerce business that uses dropshipping as the method of fulfillment. So how do we do this? How do we go and find those high-ticket products that people are already looking to find? Well, step one of our framework is to pick a niche. We say a niche, which is really just a customer, and the niche is the customer's interests, passions, or business that they have. And there's two ways that you can do this, and I'm going to show you a way on the screen. You can use AI to help you with this, or you can just use good old Google and start doing some searching. So the first thing you have to do to pick a niche is to come up with some ideas. You have to think of, like I say, those things. It might be hobbies, it might be sports, it might be businesses that people operate or start. It could be some other kind of interest group or hobby that people have. And so you want to come up with a list of those. You want to start brainstorming some ideas. Now, for a lot of people, this will be a little bit difficult. Sometimes you can just feel stumped. It can be hard to think of things if you don't have any of that sort of thing in your life already. It can be difficult to think of things. So you can go onto Google and just put in a search like lists of hobbies in whatever country you're based in. So if you're in the United States, you're going to do this exercise in the United States. If you're in Australia, you would do it in Australia. If you're in Europe, you would do it in Europe. If you're in the UK, you would do it in the UK. Now, I'm going to show you a US-based example. You can tell by my accent, however, that I am Australian. My co-host, who's not on the show today, Ben, is in the US. I run businesses in the US and in Australia. So what I'm going to show you works in any country. As long as there's an e-commerce market in your country, you can do this. So what we're going to do here, we're going to jump into an AI tool. So here you can see we're in ChatGPT. Now, you could use another AI tool to do this. I'm using ChatGPT because at this point in time, it's probably the one that most people are familiar with. And so I've kind of done this in advance. So you can see I've just come in here and I'm being very simple here. I'm not going to overcomplicate this. There are probably more advanced sort of prompts, but I'm going to show you how easy it is just with simple prompting. So I've said, provide me with a list of hobbies, passions, or interests that people have in the United States. And ChatGPT has given me a whole list here, and they've broken it out by different categories, I guess. Now, I didn't ask it to do that, but at this point, I want to keep a fairly open mind. I don't want to get stuck down one kind of rabbit hole. So it's given me, we can look through all of these different interests that people have. And so when we start looking at some of these things, pottery and ceramics, photography and videography, sewing, quilting, knitting and crocheting, woodworking, metalworking, you know, we can look at, they've got some sports here. So golfing, you know, there's yoga, Pilates. So I'm starting to see things. And this is what we want to do. You want to build your business around an interest that people have. So we're not aiming to do all of these or to randomly pick products from different categories, different hobbies, different interests, different businesses, and put them on the same site. That makes your marketing extremely difficult. And it's not a great way to do it. What we're looking to do here is to pick one of these things. Or maybe sometimes there can be some related things and you might combine a couple of related things. But you want to pick just one of these things. Now, I went a bit further here and you can see, look, there's so many ideas here. I went to down another path which you could go down, and I asked a follow-up one. Can you provide me with a list of small business ideas that people start in the United States? So people who run small businesses, most of the businesses in the United States are small businesses. People often need things to run a business. They need equipment, for example, and you can sell them the equipment they need. You can drop ship the equipment they need for them. And these businesses can be really, really good at the moment. And so you can see here, if I go down this list, you know, not all of the ideas people are going to need physical products for. And what I'm looking for is just things at this point where I think there could be, you know, some interest here. So handyman and home repair services, lots of equipment involved there. House cleaning and janitorial services, lots of equipment involved there. And so as I go through this list, now I can see some here that are not great. Content creation, blogging, podcasting, YouTube. I mean, there's a little bit of equipment there, but it's not really high ticket things. Jewelry making and accessories, that's got promise. Pottery and ceramic studios, that's got promise. And so there's a range of ideas here, car detailing, mobile auto servicing, car servicing. There's a lot of equipment there. So I can go through these lists now. And if I wasn't happy with that, I could simply prompt and say, hey, can you provide me with a further 20 business ideas? And so it can provide me with further ideas. And so any of these sort of prompts, you can dive a little bit deeper by prompting. Now, I could have done all of this on Google as well by asking similar questions on Google. And you will find on Google that you get lists of business ideas, lists of hobbies, lists of sports, lists of passion projects that people have, and you can start diving into those further. So your first step is to come up with some ideas that you like. Like, look through these things. What interests you from them? What do you think looks interesting? And what do you think people need products to do? So that's your first step. Your second step is for the ideas that jump out at you or that you find interesting, you want to start looking at what products do people need to do the thing that they do from that list in that niche. And remember, we're looking for $1,000 plus products. And so once again, you can use Google for that, or you could use an AI tool for this. And so here I'd come back to ChatGPT and I would say, I want to start a janitorial services business. What products do I need to buy in order to do this? Yeah, I was going to think for a second. And then it's going to start throwing out a whole bunch of different ideas. And so this is really not to get me down the path of saying these are exactly the ideas. This is really to help you just come up with the ideas, right? In a quick sense. So I can see here from this list, I've got vacuum cleaners, commercial grade vacuum cleaners. So that's something I can look into. I can see there's a lot of things here that are probably lower ticket, which is not what I want to be going for. I got floor cleaners. So these are different cleaning solutions. These are all interesting to note. Then I come down floor care machines. So I've got floor buffers, floor polishers, floor scrubbers, carpet extractors or steam cleaners. Now we're starting to get into high ticket products. And so I can see here, and you'll find this in almost every idea, janitorial carts or caddies. I can see here that there's definitely some good ideas. And now remember, I want to find out what are the products that are $1,000 plus. These are those high ticket products. They're going to be manufactured by brands that supply these things locally. They're going to be warehoused in the US. They're going to ship to the customer quickly, which is the best way to do e-commerce with dropshipping. So I'm going to take that idea and I'm going to come over to Google now, because whenever you do something with AI at the moment, you need to double check that you're on the right track. And I want to see some prices here. So I want to double check with real world, like live examples. So I've come over to Google and I've typed in floor polishing machine, right? That was one of the ideas that I had over there that ChatGPT provided for the janitorial services type idea. Now, I come to Google and the first thing that Google is going to show me when I put in a product category like this is it's going to show me ads, shopping ads. These are from companies who are actually selling this type of product. And I can start to see here, look at the prices. We've got $1,150. We've got $2,700 here. We've got $1,250. We've got some lower priced options as well. But generally, this is looking pretty good. I can scroll along here and see even more. And I'm seeing a lot of price points that I like. And so I can go a little bit deeper here. I can click into the shopping tab here on the Google search results page where I'm just going to see both free and paid shopping listings. And I'm going to see there's a lot more different types of products here. And there's a lot of price points. And once again, I can see a lot of good price points that I like. And on this page, I can even sort by price. So I can go to some more, I've gone to over $2,500 here. I get this little bit of an AI thing from Google and I can start to see some of the price points. I've got 1300, all above 1000 there. And this is looking good. We've even got prices up to $11,000. We've got $8,000. We've got $20,000 over here. This is looking really good. I could also look at some different price points. You know, I could go I could take away that over $2,500 filter. I could see what's kind of in the over $1,000 filter, and I'm going to get some of these ones here that are like $1,100. And so I know now that there was a few other product categories in there as well, and I would go and check those as well. There were some other floor carpet extractors, things like that I saw in that example. I go and look at those as well. And I'm going to do this for other niche ideas as well. So, you know, I'd go back and I'd look through some other ideas that the AI tool provided for me. I check that I've got a $1,000 product. So once I know that I'm looking at products that are at the right price point for me, the next step is to say, well, for that particular idea, can I find suppliers for those products? So the next step after we know what we want to sell is we want to make sure that there are suppliers, brands that are in the country that we want to sell in that sell the types of products that we want to sell. And so once again, we could use our AI tool for this. So if we flip back over there, I could say, can you provide me with a list of brands that sell floor polishing machines in the United States? Once again, it's just going to think about this for a moment. And then it's going to provide me with a list. Look at this. These are brands. And so brands in this, in high ticket dropshipping, are your suppliers. So we've got Tennant, we've got Nilfisk, we've got Advance, we've got Karcher, Mercury Floor Machines, Pioneer Eclipse, Aztec Products, NSS Enterprises, Power Flight, Pacific Floor Care, and so on. So straight up, just for one category of products, this has given me 14 ideas. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm going to work with all of these companies per se, but now I can see that there are suppliers. Now, I would go and double check this list. Once again, if AI puts it out for you at this point, you do want to go and check it. And I guarantee you there will be some that it doesn't pick up that do exist. And so the other way that you can do this is to find e-commerce websites that are already selling in that niche. And we'll talk about competition in a moment. And you can see what brands do they sell. For an example, you know, some of these are going to be suppliers that I actually work with. And so if I, once again, go through this exercise, this step, step three, for a number of different product categories, I'm going to start to get an idea of how many suppliers are there available. And what I'm looking for is for there to be multiple brands, multiple potential suppliers in a niche to work out if that's a viable one. In this case, I would say, yeah, it looks like it is for this particular product category. Now, I'm not just going to sell floor polishes on this website. It's a janitorial services website. So I would be looking at some of the other high ticket product categories that I found as well to see if I come up with, you know, additional supplies that I could potentially reach out to. Now, if we've got to this point with an idea and it's looking good, we want to make sure the shipping to price equation is good. So this is somewhere where people can get stuck with drop shipping higher priced products is you just want to ask yourself a really quick question. And once again, you can look at the products on you know, you've been looking at the products here. You want to ask yourself a question, are the products really big or not? Sometimes higher ticket products can be really big. If they're really big and really heavy, like hundreds of pounds, or if you're in a country which is metric, like, you know, 60, 70, 80 kilos, 100 kilos plus, you also want the price to be a bit higher. So for these products, these smaller ones are going to be fine, right? I mean, that's not a big product. But if you're looking at products that are, they're really big and bulky, and they're like $1,000, or they're like $500, or they're $800, that's a bit of a red flag. And the problem with that is that either the cost of shipping to the price and profit ratio is just going to be not good enough. And so it's going to be difficult to ship those products and make profit for your company or have a shipping arrangement that the customer is actually going to be happy with, right? Because nobody wants to ship an $800 product that they have to pay $300 in shipping charges for. So generally speaking, most high ticket products will be above the threshold where you need to worry about that. But there are some examples out there where the product price isn't really high enough to justify the shipping cost. And so the margins are really slim and it's a difficult business to operate. So that was step four. Just think about that. Step five is you want to see how much competition there is already. So if we're back here over in our Google tab, our Google Shopping tab, we want to kind of see that there are already people selling the product online. If you remember back to the top of the episode, we talked about that we want to sell products that people are already searching for online, that they're already buying online. And so where do people search for things when they want to buy them online? It's on a search engine, aka this is why I'm showing you how to check for products on Google and not like on social media or Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or something like that, which are, you know, can all be useful platforms from a marketing sense, but for this perspective, they're not really useful. And so here, once again, for this example, I want to see, are people selling these? Now, if you have a product idea and when you go onto Google, you don't see any products in the shopping space, in the Google shopping tab, you can't see any evidence that people are actually advertising them, paying to advertise them, that usually means that nobody's trying to buy them. And that product doesn't pass muster. That is not something that you want to start trying to sell because you are going to have to try and create demand for it. And that is an expensive and difficult way to go about starting an e-commerce business. Whereas if you can find something that there are enough people selling it, but there aren't too many people selling it yet, then you're good. And so the kind of level that we're looking at is, generally speaking, you don't want to see more than kind of like 15 in the US, maybe 10 in Australia, you know, sort of 12 to 15 in the UK, competitors who are advertising their products. And so how do you know? Well, you look at the sponsored ads here. So for the products that you want to sell, because these are ads, how many people are advertising them? And so if I look here, like, and I'm going to ignore like the cheap, crappy ones, because I'm not going to sell this product. This is an AliExpress crappy floor polisher. Like this is not, the customer who buys this isn't the one I want to serve because they don't have much money, right? Let's be real. And so I can see here, I've got Uline, that's Uline again. That's only one competitor. We've got Global Industries, that's Global Industrial, that's two. We can go along a little bit further. Uline comes up again, as does Global Industrial. We've got Webstront Store. Home Depot has a cheap one. That's kind of in the same bucket as AliExpress. This one over here, Pristine Supply. This is the name of the retailer that's selling them. So I can see the same names coming up a lot. There's a couple of extra ones here. I'm ignoring the Amazons. I'm ignoring the Wayfairs. I'm ignoring these big box stores because they're not selling the actual products I want to sell. And so, you know, I'm probably seeing maybe 6-7 competitors here that are really in the space that I want to be in. And so to me, that's probably a really good number, right? That indicates that people are buying the products. The market supports multiple sellers. It's going to be a decently sized market, but there's not too much. Now, if I went through this and I saw like 20 or 30 different sellers for the same high ticket products or the same brands that I want to sell, I'm going to say, look, that's too high. And those niches do exist. There's not that many of them, but they do exist. And so you want to make sure that there's not too much competition. If there's too much competition, it can just be really hard to get to make any sales, to gain any traction in the beginning. And there's just so many options out there that aren't that competitive that it doesn't make sense to start in one that is. And so we just want to tick that off. And so when you've gone through that exercise, you've now got an idea. If you've gone through those five steps that I've just outlined, so pick a niche, brainstorm niche ideas, use AI, use Google, and pick one. Work out what products in that niche buy. Aim for products that are over $1,000. Once again, you can use Google, you can use AI, you can use competitor sites to work this out. Make sure you can find suppliers or brands for those products that are based in the country that you're going to base your business in. Make sure the shipping versus price equation is good and see how much competition there is. And if there's not too much competition, then you're on the right track. So if you've got an idea that ticks all of those boxes, you're good to go. These are products that you can actually sell online in 2025 and make some profit from. Now, as you go through this, you know, it's easy to fall into the trap of overanalysis and to second guess yourself. Now, we've been through this ourselves many times. We've been through this with other people over 1,000 times at this point. And we see this quite commonly. There's a balancing act here. You need enough information to know that something can work, but you don't need to spend months and months and months thinking about what you should sell online. Because the reality is, when you do that, you're not making any progress. You're not getting anywhere. It's easy to trick yourself into thinking that researching excessively is doing the work or is making progress. It's not. It's a waste of time. It's mental masturbation. And it's just not worth doing. People fall into that trap because they're concerned about, like, what if I get it wrong? What if I pick the wrong products to sell? What if I don't get the research right and I pick an idea that people don't really want to buy online? So let's play with that a little bit. Let's play the worst case scenario here. Let's say that you go through this research, you pick a niche, you pick some products, you know, for some reason they don't end up being the right one, and it's difficult to get supplies or get some traction in the beginning there. Now, in that circumstance, you're not going to lose much money there. This is not the sort of thing that's going to send you broke or, you know, send you packing. You might lose, you know, it might cost you $100, $200 to go through this exercise and set up a business and try to sell them. You might lose a bit of time, right? You're going to have to, you know, you're going to spend a bit of time doing the research, reaching out to suppliers, setting up a website, etc. Those things don't actually take that long, like a couple of weeks, right? Or a few weeks. Now, if the products don't end up being the right products, what are you going to do? You haven't really lost much in the grand scheme of things. All you need to do is go back, reload, go through the process again, find a different niche, find some different products to sell, find different suppliers, and have another go, right? You haven't lost enough to preclude that from happening. And while most people who follow these steps don't need to do that, occasionally it happens, right? And so you would just go through the process of doing it again. You don't want to give up just because something doesn't work the first time. You know, think about learning to ride a bike. It's not like when a kid is learning to ride a bike, if they fall off the first time, they never ever ride the bike again. They get back on and they have another go and they start to get better at it, right? And eventually they can ride a bike and forget about the time where they couldn't ride a bike. Starting a business is sometimes just like that. You can afford to get it wrong. It's in this case, for a dropshipping business, it ain't going to be the end of the world, but it's important just to focus, keep pressing on. And so you find good products to sell, you'll be able to launch a high-ticket dropshipping business. You can do that within a month and start making sales. And we've had plenty of people on this podcast who have done exactly the same. I think back to Holly, who we interviewed on the podcast. She did $500,000 in sales in her first 5 months in business. We had Ben on here, who did $1.65 million in sales in his first 12 months of business. We've had John Grant on here, who hit $4 million in sales in his second year of business. We had Matt Gemke on here, who at the age of 21 had already done $2 million in sales in his high-ticket dropshipping business. We've had John Murphy, who generated over $10 million in online sales over a few years with his high-ticket dropshipping business. We've had many people on this podcast who have taken the steps that I've just gone through here and achieved the sort of results that most people would love to achieve with a new business. So if you'd love to learn more about how to do what I've just walked you through in this video with a bit more detail, it goes for a bit longer than this video, but if you're ready to have a bit of a further taste about how to get started here, how to set up your website, what sort of ads you need to run, what the marketing looks like for one of these businesses as well, then head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, G-O, and you can get access to a longer free training. It's very actionable. It'll take you through a series of steps that you can start doing instantly to get your high-ticket dropshipping business up and running.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.